Larry. All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to this amazing LTAC committee for rejoining us. The board had some recommendations and they wanted to refer back to this group. So we're going to call us to order at 11:05. And I believe we have full quorum in attendance. Paul Foster, Hannah Bates, Tom Felvey, and Barry Winnass by phone with our two clerks. Anything else I need to do there? Okay,
That's it.
so the board, first of all, wants to extend their appreciation for the hard work and sort of the thoughtfulness and shared back some of the recommendations you had about how to structure some of these conversations in the future. We will come back to those. But regarding the awards for this year, there were two basic recommendations from the board that for your consideration. The first is that for a variety of reasons, they felt like the ask from Freeland Chamber was higher than they were willing to consider and wanted to reduce it by 15,000 and redistribute that overage to three of our other Whidbey Island chambers, 5,000 to Langley, 5,000 to Coopville, and 5,000 to Oak Harbor. So I'll take these one at a time and then go to the second one. Is there any questions or concerns about that recommendation? So, Layla, what would that mean in terms of the total amount that will go to Freeland? I should have
Give
given
me,
an
you know, give
example.
me 2 seconds. I'll have it up.
And my staff can correct me if I get this wrong. The feeling was they asked for an extraordinary lot of money, and we were trying to be fair in how, or this committee was trying to be fair. But others asked for what they needed and stayed within sort of the parameters and intention. So the board felt like they wanted to recognize the efforts by Langley, Coopville, and Oak Harbor to stay within those parameters and of the sort of operations and their ask versus Freeland's.
So the award that, sorry, apologies for interrupting. The award that had been approved at the last meeting was $65,490 for Freeland. So that would bring them down to $50,490.
And then that additional 5,000 would go to the other two. Those three towns or chambers, Langley, Coopville, and Oak Harbor, actually generate more tourism activity anyway. So that's the first recommendation for your consideration. Thoughts? Anybody disagree?
No objection.
Hannah?
I have no concerns and no objection.
Tom?
No problem with any of the above.
And Barry.
No concerns, no objection.
Okay, the second one was well rec the second thank you for that. The second recommendation, while recognizing that the fair could use some assistance and we will work with them over the next year to strengthen their application, they generate a huge amount of visitors. So the board has pulled outside of the existing budget an additional $10,000 to award to the fair because of the volume of visitors and because of the importance of that fair in our county. Any objections to that? It doesn't take from anyone else. It's just an additional 10,000. The board used its discretion to award to the fair.
No objection.
No objection.
No objection.
Objection.
Okay, then those are the two recommendations, and this will probably be, I love efficient meetings, but this is going to be the most efficient meeting you have all day.
Perfect. Okay.
The LTAC committee recommendations is going to work session on the
Being
15th.
so flexible, so you're good. So now we'll outside.
And on the 21st, the LTAC will come. It's tentative, but we're looking at the 21st for formal approval for next year. And I do really want to appreciate that some of the clarity we talked about of taking a look at eligibility, not allowing any for-profit entities, some of that. The board was supportive of a lot of that. So we're going to go back to that. I may call on you sometime between now next year to just see if there's any final thoughts before we republish again. But thank you for your help on this. It's a lot of work. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All righty.
This meeting is adjourned.
Bye, everyone.